It's absolutely mind-blowing how nobody is talking about how rates have been dropping for the last 2 months. Now, yes, they have been dropping. They haven't been stagnant. And I will explain exactly what I mean there, because fixed rates and variable rates, they are hinged on two separate things. So in this video, I'll be talking about that. I'll also be giving you a full rundown on where rates are at today here in Canada. So definitely stick around, because you might have your mind blown by the end of this. So before I dive into where rates are at today, let me first explain how fixed and variable rates work. So fixed rates are hinged off of the bond market, whereas variable rates are hinged off of what the Bank of Canada does. Bank of Canada, they meet 8 times a year. They decide whether they're increasing, decreasing, or keeping rates the same. Bond market happens on a day-to-day basis, sets the tone on where fixed rates are at, so they're more volatile. So that's why whenever you hear rates in the headlines, the news is typically talking about what the Bank of Canada is doing. It's really a big bummer how there isn't much coverage about fixed rates, because over the last couple, I would say past couple months, we have been seeing steady decreases on fixed rates. So that's what I'm going to dive into here today, is I'm going to talk about that and also the different spreads on variable and fixed rates from different types of mortgages. So this is for March 2024, and I'm going to compare this compared to back in February. So you'll see the differences of rates there as well. And these are all 5-year term averages. So yes, there might be some lower out there, some higher, but these are the averages for 5-year terms. I'm not going to dive into shorter terms in this video, because this would be a long video and there'd be a lot of numbers everywhere. So keep that in mind going forward. So first thing is we have our insured and our 35% down payment. So this is one tier. There's 3 different tiers when it comes to mortgages, and each tier unlocks different interest rates. So this is going to be your lowest interest rate that you will see on the market. So anything less than 20% down is an insured mortgage. So you can think of it as, like, you probably heard CMHC, that's an insured backed mortgage. Anything less than 20% down falls into this bracket. On the reverse side, if you have more of a down payment, so 35% plus, then you also unlock these tier. So with the fixed rates, we have access to 4.99%, which is a 10 basis point decrease over February. Then we have our variable rates at 6.3%, which is a 0.9% discount. So what does that mean? What's this discount? Well, like I said, the Bank of Canada is what sets the variable rates. So when you look at the prime rate today is 7.2. That is what the Bank of Canada sets. It's this fancy way of saying that sets the tone for the rates. And then when the bank gives you a variable rate, they're either giving you a surplus or a discount off of that prime. So in this case, we have a discount of 0.9% off of that prime, which gives you that 6.3%. Now we go into our second tier at insurable. So insurable is anything between 20% down to 34% down. So this is the second lowest interest rate bracket here. We have our fixed rates at 5.09% to 5.24%. That's our fixed rates. And that is a 10 basis point discount from last month as well. So pretty consistent with the insured as well. And the variable stays the same from last month at 6.45% to 6.6%. Now we have our third tier, which is our uninsured mortgages. So whenever you are purchasing a property for over $1 million, or you have a 30-year amortization, you will then be triggered into the uninsured bracket. So that's why when you see rates posted online, they always look lower than what you typically get from the bank or from a mortgage broker. That's because they always showcase their lowest rates, and it's always going to be that insured rate that they're showing. So chances are a lot of you are out there and you're probably in the insurable uninsured bracket. But if you are purchasing for less than 20% down, then you would be the insured bracket, of course, like I just mentioned. So the uninsured bracket, we have the 5.54% fixed rate, and the variable is 6.85%. So you can see from lowest to highest there. But the biggest surprising factor here is that we are in the fours now. So a lot of people aren't talking about this. We're already creeping into the fours for interest rates. And I mean, like, to me, that's a lot lower than what people think. Like, people think we're in the mid sixes for everything, but you can see here, we're not. 2 months ago we were, but not anymore. So there you have it. That's everything. If you guys have any questions, as always, please comment down below and let me know your thoughts on this. If you were rather shocked with this, or do you think we're going to see some more decreases in the near future? And let me know when you think the Bank of Canada is going to make its first cut. Cheers.